The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to The Latina Lens, where we discuss the beauties and struggles of growing up as a first-generation Latina. I'm your host, DJ Dulce. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode on The Latina Lens. So today's episode is a bit more personal. Obviously, in our last few episodes, we talked about language barriers, financial barriers, and of course, the sacrifices our families made to get us here. But today, I did want to talk about something that I feel like isn't normalized a lot, especially in other cultures. And that has to do with the mental health side of being first generation or even a student in general. To talk about the emotional weight, the pressure, the things we carry quietly while still being told just how lucky we are. But also, as a quick note, I will also be talking about my personal experiences with mental health and how I've been able to manage it as a college student. So let's get into it. Thing I've noticed about my fellow peers is that survival really comes first, always. Our parents, our caregivers, they did whatever they had to do to move forward, and they worked long hours, they pushed through exhaustion. They didn't have the luxury to ask, how am I feeling emotionally? They didn't have the proper techniques to manage themselves emotionally. And we all grew up watching that. And without realizing it, many of us learned that struggling silent is a strength. And emotions, well, some people don't know how to communicate, which also piles up. And it becomes very difficult for us as we go day by day. For a lot of us, survival mode became our personality. And always anticipating the worst and feeling prepared for failure. Feeling guilty when life feels calm, like we're just waiting for something else to drop. Something to misalign in our life. And that constant alertness, it's exhausting. It becomes a lot for somebody and it takes a gradual toll on somebody's mental health. But it's not because we're weak. It's because our nervous system learned early on that stability isn't guaranteed. We have to continue going and working past all these stressors in order to succeed. But oftentimes, it's okay to just calm down, take a deep breath, pause for a moment and take time for yourself to not overwork yourself nor burn yourself out. And another huge part of first generation mental health is obviously that constant pressure, which we also touched based on a little bit in our first episode, talking about how pressure builds up, especially as a first generation student, because you carry so much weight on you in the sense of carrying your family's dreams and trying to succeed and get a better education for the benefit of your family. There's this unspoken message of don't waste the sacrifices and don't mess this up. You're carrying more than just yourself, and that can turn every decision into a heavy one. Unspoken message of don't waste the sacrifices, don't mess this up, and you're carrying more than just yourself. And you can turn every decision into a heavy one with choosing a major, changing a career, especially for those who decide to switch majors and change careers mid-college, because that causes a lot of conflict with parents, not only financially, but it becomes very stressful because I know, for example, my parents wanted me to go to college with a set goal, wanted me to go knowing exactly what I wanted to do just because they didn't want me spending all my money on something that wasn't going to help me in the long run. And there were multiple instances where my parents had told me so many things about my major. Hence, I'm a bio major. I'm a biological science major. And my dad, he always wanted me to be a business major, especially in finances. But I've never really been good with mathematics like that. And I've never been the best at using Excel. But that being said, being a finance major was definitely not my choice and was definitely not in my top three. However, I was always really good at science and I've always loved helping other people. So when I did decide that I wanted to become a physician assistant and pursue my career through that path, my dad was a little bit skeptical about that because I wasn't choosing the path that he wanted me to go through. However, it took me a lot of convincing, and after he saw my dedication throughout college, he has always told me that he's very proud that I chose to be a physician assistant and chose this path, and I continue to strive for it every single day. Because at the end of the day, what they want for us is to get a better education and to not have us working out in the sun, working in yards, cutting grass, or doing all these different jobs that my parents had to do, and cleaning houses, for example. My parents didn't want me doing that my whole life. They wanted me to do better and be better. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with house cleaning, because it's one of my side hustles that I do currently in order to pay for college. And it's definitely a skill that you learn, because not only are you working everything hands-on, but you have to work at a pace to where you get everything done and you're very detail-oriented and you learn so many different things. However, there will always be time and space for you to grow throughout your life. And that pressure can show up as anxiety around failure, the fear of disappointing people, or feeling like you're just simply not doing enough, no matter how much you achieve. And there are so many days where no matter how hard I'm studying for something, if I study hours and hours for an exam and I fail it, I feel like I'm disappointing those around me because I could have studied more, I could have put more effort, or I could have better analyzed the topics that were going to show up on the exam. If I were to ever tell them I failed an exam, that would take a gradual toll on me, because I know that they would still be somewhat disappointed, but not telling me how disappointed they are. We keep our mental health hidden from those around us. We may act like everything's okay. We may continue day by day with a big smile on our face without expressing the true struggles we are dealing with internally. And this is one of the most complicated parts of being first generation. It's the mix of gratitude and guilt. You can be deeply grateful for your family and still feel overwhelmed. And you can love where you come from and feel pain about what you didn't get emotionally. A lot of us were never taught that both things can exist at the same time. So instead, we silence ourselves, begin to think, oh, I shouldn't complain about this. Oh, others may have had it worse. Or maybe my parents sacrificed too much for me to feel this way. And that is not always the best way to go about your emotions. Because over time, that can turn into emotional suppression. And we minimize our struggles and we dismiss our anxiety and we downplay our sadness. And the more you don't allow yourself to feel your emotions and deal with them, the more you're acting like a ticking time bomb. Because every little thing that stresses you out in your life builds up, and it'll build up until you are sitting there having a mental breakdown. And I know this from experience as well, because I have spent hours and hours studying for various classes. And even though I was feeling very stressed and overwhelmed, I never let myself process those emotions before my exam. Because if one doesn't process how they're truly feeling, they might not do the best in classes or on a test, for example. And acknowledging mental health struggles doesn't mean you're ungrateful. It means you're human. We all have emotions. We all go through many different things in life. And it's okay to feel upset. It's okay to feel stressed. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. Just take the time for yourself. Take the time to just take a deep breath and bring yourself back into a stable state until you feel okay to continue. And for many first generation families, mental health is one of those topics that you do not talk about. And I can tell you that firsthand, because I have dealt with anxiety and depression for so long. And when I was first diagnosed with it through my therapist and my doctor, I had told my parents about it. I was put on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications. And it took me so long to convince my parents that depression and anxiety were a true thing, because they have never seen anybody deal with it openly. because their family didn't normalize that, which I also understood in a sense. But as somebody who experiences anxiety and depression, and it's important to have that support system, especially with your parents. But one of the most important healing shifts for me was redefining what strength actually meant. Strength isn't just pushing through the pain. It's recognizing when you need support, when it's okay to reach out and lean on a friend for advice or rant to somebody really close to you. Strength isn't ignoring your emotions. It's learning to listen to them and take action to address your emotions. Healing doesn't mean rejecting your family or your culture. It means choosing to do things differently so that weight that you feel doesn't keep getting passed on through generations. And that can look like going to therapy, even if no one else understands it. Like in my situation, for example, it took me a very long time to convince my parents that therapy is what I needed. And it wasn't until they saw change after I started going to therapy that they ended up encouraging my younger sister to see a therapist when she was going through similar emotions. And seeking help isn't always a bad thing either. And even though they encouraged my sister to seek therapy, my dad had actually approached me about a situation where he felt the same emotions that I felt with anxiety, and yet he didn't know that it was anxiety that he was feeling. And he asked me for resources to help him deal with all that anxiety and stress that was building up on him. And there were so many things that I learned from my therapist about controlling my emotions that created the strong person that I am today. Because again, redefining what strength means can heal you in so many ways, because we all have our strengths and we have our weaknesses. However, being strong enough to talk about your emotions and deal with them is a different level. You're defining success in ways that include peace and joy. And you're not betraying your roots by taking care of your mental health, because it's normal. We're all human beings. We have emotions, and it should be normalized. And just to close off today's episode, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, wow, this sounds like me, I want you to know you're not alone. You're not dramatic. You're not broken. You're a human being. You are allowed to feel emotions. You are allowed to express those emotions. And being first generation means navigating two worlds like we talked about before. And that can sometimes take an emotional toll on you, even when it also brings strength and resilience. It's okay to seek help. Dominican has many resources to help students deal with mental health and deal with the stressors of life. And you also deserve a break. So don't forget to do a 4-second inhale, 2-second hold, 8-second release to ground yourself back to that mentally stable state for you to succeed in life. Because again, that burnout sensation, it's very difficult to pass by. And taking things day by day, step by step, will still lead us to successful things in life.